Right. On the famous words that we know and don't really usually have too much understanding why the Torah mentions it, Achois loiton timno. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mahi timno abas melochim havun. Timno was a bas melochim. Dichsiv aluf loiton aluf timno. She was a chol aluf malchuso beloitogo. Aluf means a sar godel, Rashi says, that doesn't have a crown, but it's talking about malchus. He boy ligure. She wanted to convert. She wanted to become Jewish. Timno. Bosa etzel Avrom Yitzchok v'Yaakov. She came by Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov. I don't know whether together or together. I don't know exactly, but she came by them. V'loy kibluha, and they didn't accept her gerus. It's strange. Rashi says that because of her yira shomayim, she then wanted to be mistabik. Well, we'll see in a moment, but Lamaisa didn't accept her. Holcha v'hoisa pilegesh la'alifas ben Esav. So instead, she became a pilegesh to Alifaz, the son of Esav. Omra. Why? She had the following svora. Mutav tehe shifcho lu'umozu. It's better for me to be a lowly shifcho, a maidservant, to this nation, to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people. V'loi tehe Giviro Luuma Acheres, and not to be a very royal, noble person to Uma Acheres. What happened? She went and she became Pilegesh Le'alifaz, the son of Esav. Nofak Mino Amolek. Did Serinu Li Yisrael. Amolek came out of her. She had a son, Amolek, and that was from Esav, all the descendants that later became Amalek, which was the nemesis of Klal Yisrael, and throughout the Doris, Amalek was always trying to destroy the Klal Yisrael. Did Sarenu Li Yisrael. My timer, why, what's the reason? Deloi iboiluhu lerochko, says they should not have distanced her. So it seems that, first of all, we're talking about Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, that they must have given her the regular process of Gerus. Avraham Avinu was Megayer people constantly. That was his thing. He was Atzanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. But yet, they must have felt that the conditions to accept her as a member of Klal Yisrael were not met. She wasn't worthy of this great privilege. Even though Rashi says here, she'd rather be to this nation which Yerei Shomayim rather than to be to Gvirta by Uma Acheres. So there must have been some real sensitivity there, but in the judgment of whether or not she could be accepted, they must have made some judgment there. Maybe there was some mistake that they made or something. There definitely was a negative consequence. So because they were Marachikar, what happened was that Amalek came out, and the reason was my timer deloi boiluhu l'rachko. As a consequence, because they were Marachik this Timno, who they must have judged with all their Das Torah and all their sensitivity that it wasn't appropriate to be Mekabalha, but because of that decision, which it seems on some level must have been considered inappropriate, Amalek came forth from that, and because of the fact that they were Marachikar, it seems from that alone that Klal Yisrael is suffering has suffered throughout the Doris. We know Amalek was involved when we went to bury Yaakov Avinu in the Maros HaMachpelah. Amalek was involved after Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Another time in the Midbar, Amalek also attacked Klal Yisrael. we know later on with Homon Amalek, and we even had a Kabbalah when the Kaiser Wilhelm came to Yerushalayim, so everybody came out to greet him and to make the brocha, but Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld did not did not come out because he said he had a Kabbalah from the Goyin, that Amalek is the Germanim, the Gemara says Germania, whatever, are Mizera Amalek, and therefore he couldn't come out and make the brocha. So this has been a tzora that we've had, and it seems that tzora emanated from a richuk of someone, which on some level, it can't be that they made stama a stupid mistake or that they just were insensitive, but on some level there must have been something there that I don't know. I don't even know what to say. We're not even allowed to say. But whatever it was, but the consequences of that, my time of deloy iboy lehu lerachko, they should not have been merachika, and that's why she became the matriarch. She became the source and the mother of Amalek and all of the tzoras that Klal Yisrael emanate from that. And I just thought that it's really nogea to us in so many different ways. Today, we have many situations where parents are marachic children. They don't feel that they're living up to the standard that they should. Maybe they're not respectful enough of their parents. Maybe they're not observant enough of their parents' ways. Maybe they're, who knows? And cholila v'chas, if we are marachic and we make a mistake, and there was no justification for that, and the justifications are not very easy to come by, then we stand to suffer great consequences. I'll never forget that I once came to Rav Eliashiv, Zichrono Livrocha, and I said to him, that L'chaira, in the Welt, they're making a mistake. The people taina that if somebody is mekalkel others, then you have a right to ask him to leave yeshiva, to leave a moysa. So I said, L'chaira, that's a tos. And it depends on two things. It depends on what he's doing, how much kilkel he's causing, and it depends on what's going to happen to him. If he's causing some kilkel, and if he's asked to leave, it's going to destroy him, then you have no right to do it. You're killing him. So he's causing a kilkel kal, and therefore you're killing a person altogether. No hector for that whatsoever. If, however, he's a roidef and he's killing someone else, then a roidef is a bola horgecho ashkem behorgeu. A roidef, you can't be concerned about killing him or not because he's killing someone else. And l'chayr, it's not just a kilkul. And he agreed. He says it's correct. That should be the halacha. He only suggested one thing. He says you should let the parent body know that that's your policy. That they shouldn't think that this moysid has only the purest of students, and everybody is 100%. But other than that, he said that's clear the halacha. It's so we have to be so careful about being merachik, and sometimes the consequences are very, very severe. Many people, even who were merachik children, told them they have to leave the house, and they didn't. They were no longer welcome. Found that instead of having the positive influence on the siblings that they thought they would have, because, I'm going to get rid of this negative influence, they had just the opposite influence, and the siblings rallied behind this one that they were merachik, and ended up losing, even more children in the process. So it's something that has severe consequences, and I think we have to be very careful about that. Not only as parents, as mechanchim as well, that it's very, very dangerous. You never know what a person. We find it in the world too. That person who was people sometimes were fired from jobs, and they became so antagonistic, and so they're so angry, and so burning with resentment that they end up doing things that are very, very unfortunate and dangerous. So it's something, it's a real consideration. But I think maybe one of the most dramatic applications or situations similar to this is a thing that's brought that that it seems that Rav Osher Weiss is quotes this from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who who said this quote over from the Chofetz Chaim. And it's well known, it's a story that's well known, that the famous Leon Trotsky, who was this massive head of the communists, you know, one of the founders and one of the strongest advocates of communism, which destroyed literally millions of Yidden, I mean, not even talk about physically, but certainly spiritually, both. That, you know, because they outlawed any type of Yiddishkeit, any type of religious observance. So it says, Leon Trotsky studied in a Torah school in his youth, but eventually threw off the yoke of Torah observance and caused inestimable damage to Klal Yisrael in his role as one of the leaders of the Bolshevik Revolution. My Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rav Zatzal, was known to quote the Chofetz Chaim as saying that Trotsky's Malamed was responsible not only for Trotsky's own fall, seems he threw him out or whatever it was, but for the millions of Jews who were torn away from Torah as a result of communism. Had the Malamed applied himself more seriously to Trotsky's education, much evil could have been prevented. And then he goes on and says, Hashem rewards on a scale far greater than that which he punishes. As such, the reward for bringing merit to the community is far greater than the punishment for bringing estrangement. So it's certainly something I think that we have to keep in mind, and the consequences can sometimes be very severe, and therefore it requires a tremendous amount of zehirus. 45.